This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now we're going to spend some time with a relative newcomer in the world of jazz, 28-year-old pianist Robert Glasper. If you ask Glasper about his influences, don't expect an answer. He won't say, because he worries his audience might start listening for Monk or Keith Jarrett. The focus, he says, should be on his sound, the complicated melodies and chaotic rhythms that reflect his broad musical tastes. Glasper has recorded with artists ranging from Roy Hargrove to Carly Simon, and he often collaborates with hip-hop stars, including Mos Def, Q-Tip, and the late producer Jay Dilla. His new CD is called In My Element.
In My Element basically means where I'm comfortable. Not what I'm supposed to be doing, but what I really want to do. That's the vibe. So on this CD, you will hear like different sides of me that I'm just really comfortable with, like the jazz side, and you'll hear some hip-hop stuff, you'll hear some gospel stuff, and you'll even hear a little bit of like alternative rock stuff.
Since you do sort of span two worlds, jazz and hip-hop, I wonder in some ways if you feel like you're a young ambassador for jazz and trying to bring a new audience to this. And I'm wondering what it takes to bring a hip-hop audience over to jazz so that they listen to it, they appreciate it, they support it.
Right. I do feel a responsibility because most people like me that are my age or younger, they don't quite make it over to the jazz side. They flirt with it, but they don't quite marry it. So that is, yeah, it's one of them things where like I like to bring the hip-hop side to my music and the alternative rock style, all kind of stuff to my music, so I can have a wider variety of audience. Because like luckily my mom listened to jazz, so when I walk in the house I would hear Oscar Pierce and Ella Fitzgerald. But nowadays the listener is getting younger and their parents are getting younger, so you have the teenager whose mom and the teenager listen to the same music. So, you know, like they're both listening to Ludacris, you know, so a lot of the kids growing up don't have the same encouragement to listen to jazz like I did. A lot of the music that they know is just hip-hop music. So I'm trying to bring everything together and hopefully help extend the life of jazz.
You talk about your early influences and your mother's broad appetite for music. She was in two bands when you were growing up, playing in church,
mm-hmm.
and also playing in was it a jazz or a swing band?
Everything. My mom played in like 9 bands.
Oh, I thought it was just 2. So
no, she was the Jamaican of bands. No, she played for a church on Saturdays. She played for a church on Sundays. And every night she sung at different clubs, like with different kind of bands, R&B bands. She did Broadway type stuff. She did plays. She did, you know, piano jazz, like all kinds of stuff. Anything you could think of, she sung it and listened to it and loved it. So that's kind of where I get my appetite from.
And when you were growing up in Houston, she would work the Houston club circuit. And, mm-hmm. and as I understand this, she would bring you along on gigs.
Oh, yeah, because she didn't like anybody to keep me. Like, I'm an only child.
She didn't trust the babysitter.
She didn't trust the babysitters, right? So pretty much I was in the back of the club and the waitresses would be checking on me. I'd be like 5.
What did you absorb from that very early experience that you carry with you as an artist today?
I know real artistry when I see it. You know what I mean? I've seen people struggle and for what they really, really want to do, so I can separate the stuff that doesn't count that people praise nowadays. You know, seeing my mom, like, you know, struggle doing all these, I mean, she did all these gigs, of course, to feed me, as well. But, you know, just seeing her have that kind of love and passion for it, I know what that is now. And I can peep when people don't have that passion and they're just in it for a certain thing. So that's why I tell people, like, hey, I don't have a tolerance for bad music. I love music like I love my family. So, like, I tell people, you know, if you disrespect my family, I'm going to be mad. So the same way with music. So I don't take it lightly.
People seem to struggle to try to describe your technique. No one seems to be able to put a label on it, so I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to ask you how you would describe it.
It's just one of the things you have to hear, because you can't really pinpoint it. Luckily, people really can't put a label on it, because that means I'm doing something good. So that means 20 years from now, people will be like, yes, play this like Glasper style. Kind of like how people, when they want a McCoy Tyner style, they'll be like, yeah, give me a McCoy vibe, you know, or give me a Train vibe, give me a Monkish vibe, Thelonious Monk vibe. But back then, when it was actually happening, people probably didn't know how to describe it either. So it's one of the things where later on, it'll be described as Glasper style.
Listen to your music. There is something that is very mellow, very easy, sort of a light touch throughout much of your music.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I have a little bit for everything. You know, there's like this song, FTB. It's like after work. Hey, I'm driving home, a little tired. Let me put on this CD. Because I want people to want to play my CD. You know how you have a craving for a Whopper or something?
You have a craving. If you say so.
You know, you might have a craving for anything. You might be like, you know what? I really want some cabbage. Or whatever it is, you have a craving for it, and then you want to go get it. So I want there to be different flavors on this album so people can have a craving for different things on the album and always want to listen to my album. I want the record to be essential to people. You know what I mean? I'm not really trying to prove anything. I want it to be essential to people's life.
Robert Glasper, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Robert Glasper's latest CD is called In My Element, and you can find more of his music at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.